Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's a sad young wife, never had a life. Her mother said she married young. And her husband's a fool, never listened to all the things she's never done. So she packs up that old Ford Fairlane. She's had a mile, all she can bear. A suitcase, a hope, and a hard rain. She's gonna find it all somewhere on the road. In his favorite cassette, he ain't going to no college. The world is waiting up ahead on the road. Shut his life down. So he takes out that old airstream. They don't know where they're bound. 65 years and still searching for something that they never.
Owned and operated. We are Rio Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate agreeing in another overnight vote to claw back $9 billion in spending cuts Congress has already approved, including deep reductions to public broadcasting and foreign aid. Now it goes back to the House. The interest surrounding the Epstein files not going away. Attorney Sigrid McCauley has represented several women who say they were abused by Jeffrey Epstein.
There's a plethora of information that has not been made public, and the government is sitting on that. And so to see this flip-flop, it's been really disappointing.
President Trump writing on social media, if his supporters continue talking about it, they are no longer on the MAGA team. A storm system headed to New Orleans has people filling sandbags and Mayor LaToya Cantrell issuing warnings.
We urge all residents to be on guard for potential heavy rainfall and possibly a flash flooding.
The flood watch stretches from Alabama's Gulf Coast to several miles north and west of New Orleans. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher. August up 34 to 1756, September up 20 to 1821, October up 12 to 1863, November up 7 at 1857. Cheese markets yesterday were steady. Barrels at 165, 40-pound blocks at 162.5. No trade on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 253, 5 trades on the day. Meanwhile, grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 128, 12 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 57.25. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher as feeder cattle led the livestock and cattle complex higher throughout the day yesterday. Really lack of any type of pressure in the cattle markets, specifically the feeder cattle markets, has the markets pushing even higher with little resistance. Over the last year, feeder cattle have been $80 higher in this current rally, and the rally did continue in feeder and live cattle markets. Hogs were higher Wednesday following early gains in outside financial markets and buyer support stemming from the jump in cattle prices. August live cattle up $1.50 to $223.90. August feeder cattle up $3.30 to $325.57. August hogs up 50 cents to $104.42. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat were higher. Soybeans led the entire complex higher on short covering and strength in the meal prices. Corn markets were mostly higher due to the short covering to help ease oversold conditions and also spillover support from soybeans. Wheat markets following the rest of the complex higher as well, as there was continued short covering. A touch of harvest pressure, however, did limit the rally in wheat. New crop corn up 4.25 to 424. New crop beans up 18.75 to 1020.5. September wheat up 3.25 to 541.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comro Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 365, August 368, new crop 364, cash beans 929, August 934, new crop 931. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 389.25, August 383.25, September 381.25, new crop at 374. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 393, August 391, new crop 377. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 370, new crop at 374. Cash beans 943, new crop 950. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 370, new crop 374. Cash beans 925, new crop at 9:35. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 387, August 387, September 380, new crop at 385. Cash beans 974, August 974, September 951, new crop 951. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 366, August 366, new crop 371, cash beans 954, new crop 954. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 224 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 219, market cows 108 to 160, bulls 168 to 209, calves 410 to 1500, beef steers 177 to 555, Holstein steers 192 to 427. Sheep markets, light lambs 225 and down, market lambs 220 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, does 190 and down, and bucks 275 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 110 to 220, fed lambs 220 to 227. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers ending, mostly cloudy skies and lower 50s in the overnight, a light north breeze. On Thursday, sunshine returning, highs in the mid-70s. A few showers Friday afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 49 degrees.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yeah.
taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitar's Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillacs, hillbilly music,
locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, you can buy a diamond ring, slip it on my hand, put me on a big old plane and fly me to a foreign land. Show me rows of fancy clothes, say, honey, you can take your pick. Well, that'd be mighty kind, but it ain't gonna do the trick. Give a little love, a little squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time, yeah, make a little fuss. That's what a woman wants. Give a little love. Mm-hmm. Get this. You can be some big hunk, handsome, dark and tall. Talk to me in foreign tongues with a southern drawl. I'll be a man from Siam and wear a pointed hat. I don't care how you look, 'cause that ain't where it's at. So give a little love, a little squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time, yeah, make a little fuss. That's what a woman wants. So give a little love. There are men who turn your head and knock you off of your feet. Sweet talk and big blue eyes make a poor heart skip a beat. Drive you wild with a smile and then they'll treat you cruel. Well, I ain't gone far for that, 'cause a mama didn't raise no fools.
So give a little love.
Squeeze and a little kiss.
Give a little hug.
I want some more of this.
Take a little time.
Yeah, make a little fuss. That's what a woman wants.
So give a little love. Give a little love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The Judds and Give a Little Love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 50s this morning. We're going to see plenty of sunshine over the next few days, and we'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also coming up next hour, our NAFB colleague Dennis Guy from Canada. He'll be in to talk about how the trade issues between the U.S. and Canada are affecting wineries on both sides of the border. We'll have more with Dennis on that here coming up next hour. On the white, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Sauscher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The largest June hog herd since 2020, but the smallest breeding since 2015. We'll talk about it coming up.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
The most recent USDA Hogs and Pigs report showed a herd of 75.1 million head in the United States as of June 1st. That's up 0.5% and just above what the trade had expected. Meanwhile, the University of Missouri's Jason Franken says the breeding herd is the smallest in a decade.
It just matches the breeding herd in June of 2016, and you have to go back another year to find a smaller one.
Market hog inventories, except for the heaviest category, are up compared to last year. The year-over-year increase in lighter-weighted hogs reflects a similar increase in the March through May pig crop.
The latter results from another record 11.75 pigs per litter for the period, pushing 1.75% higher than a year ago, more than offsetting the less than 0.5% reduction to farrowings. Such productivity growth should be expected to continue given that annual growth in pigs per litter has averaged over 1% since 1994, and 8 other countries attained greater than 13 pigs per litter.
On the demand side, USDA forecasts U.S. per capita pork consumption at 50.3 pounds per person in 2025, rising to 50.8 pounds per person in 2026. This small increase reflects continuing consumer purchasing power concerns in the face of inflation. The bigger issue is the international demand for U.S. pork.
The U.S. exported 583 million pounds of pork in April, or about 11% less than in April of 2024, possibly attributable to uncertainty regarding tariffs and terms of trade. Mexico, Japan, and South Korea were top buyers, respectively accounting for 35%, 16%, and 13% of shipments, representing 17%, 14%, and 8% declines from a year ago, while Canada cut imports of U.S. pork by a third.
Competitors are gaining in key Asian markets. He says while the U.S. share of Japan's imports of pork decreased 4% for the period, Brazil's share rose 6%. Accordingly, the USDA reduced its forecasted second quarter pork exports by 4.2%, with the third and fourth quarters of the year trending lower. However, USDA is forecasting things to look better next year.
In 2026, U.S. pork exports are forecast to start fractionally lower in the first quarter, but rebound throughout the remainder of the year to almost 1% above 2025.
The Missouri Ag Economist expects the prices of hogs to average about $98 into the third quarter of this calendar year, and then decrease by a little less than 15% going into the first 3 months of 2026. Spring prices, he thinks, will rebound to around $90 a hundredweight. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers ending, mostly cloudy skies and lower 50s in the overnight, a light north breeze. On Thursday, sunshine returning, highs in the mid-70s. A few showers Friday afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 49 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Lucy's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Just a kid along for the ride. Got a six pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. 'Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Hal Ketchum in Small Town Saturday Night here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 50s this morning and expecting sunshine and temperatures in the 70s today. Congratulations to Ben Sequin of Menominee. He was selected as the University of Wisconsin-Dunn County 4-H's Key Award winner for this year. The prestigious award is one of the highest recognitions that a 4-H member can receive. Earning the 4-H Key Award is an honor of distinction that only a select few participants may obtain, because Ben has already earned the 4-H Citizenship Achievement and Leadership Awards. He was qualified for the Key Award, but what set Ben apart was his increased participation in 4-H and his development of leadership skills that he learned through his active involvement in his club and community. He was, or has been, an active member of the Cedarlings 4-H Club for the last 12 years. Congratulations to Ben. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PureCab, cost-saving reusable chemical cabin air filters for tractors. PureCab, enjoy clean cabin air. The slowdown in farm country continues to impact machinery makers, as data released last week from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers showed ongoing weakness, specifically for larger tractors and combines. I'll have the details after this.
Spraying means exposure to chemicals, but are you protected inside your cabin? I'm back with Brett Jansen, CEO of PureCab. Brett, what makes your filters different?
Our filters use activated carbon, Mike, and that's the only proven system that actually absorbs chemical vapors. PureCab filters are USA tested, proven up to 11 times safer, and we offer more than 1,400 models to fit every tractor cabin.
And they're reusable too, right?
Yes, that's the key. They're built to last, more cost effective than OEM filters, and you can even recharge them to extend their life. Farmers can save thousands while breathing safe air.
It's good for health and good for the budget. Where should folks go?
Visit purecab.com to find the right filter, and farmers can buy at shoopparts.com.
Thanks, Brett. That's Brett Jansen, CEO of PureCab. Enjoy clean cabin air with PureCab chemical cabin filters. Well, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers released their June 2025 tractor and combine sales report last week, and it showed mixed signals for the machinery market. While sales of smaller tractors did improve slightly month over month, overall demand for larger units and combines remains in a tailspin. Total farm tractor sales dropped just about 4.5% compared to a year earlier, with nearly 22,000 units sold in 2025 versus 23,000 in June of 2024. Notably, the under 40 horsepower tractor sales category was only off 1%, and the 40 to 100 horsepower segment fell about 2%, signaling perhaps a mild recovery in the utility and subcompact classes. But bigger equipment continues to lag. Sales of two-wheel drive tractors above 100 horsepower plunged 30% last month, and four-wheel drive tractor sales dropped 42%, with just 178 units sold in June of this year compared to more than 300 a year ago. Combine sales were similarly bleak. Only 259 units moved in June. That's down almost 45% from 2024. Year-to-date combine sales through June are down 43.5%, with only 1,500 combines sold this year versus 2,600 during the first half of 2024. Looking at year-to-date performance through June, total tractor sales are nearly 11% lower compared to a year ago, with heavy declines on those higher horsepower models. 100-plus horsepower machines down 26% and four-wheel drive tractors down almost 40%. What's driving the softness? Industry analysts point to rising interest rates, tight equipment financing, and conservative farm investment strategies as farmers hold back. For farmers, this means if you're looking to update your fleet size, it could be a buyer's market on larger units. Heavy-duty tractor inventory appears ample, giving dealers some price flexibility. I'll be back with more after this.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Well, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the market for smaller tractors might be starting to improve, but larger tractors and combines are still struggling in this market. With double-digit sales declines continuing for those two categories, the data suggests many farmers are going to be willing to run a machine that's a little older this year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PureCab. Cabin filters to fit every tractor. Find yours at purecab.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I get out on the redneck side every now and then. Call up my baby, she comes over and the party begins. Yeah, she's a slick. She's right on the money. I wouldn't give her up for a thousand buckle bunnies. I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk. She's got my number, knows my favorite songs on the G-Bomb. Goes to getting down like crazy and the whole place rocks. Yeah, we'll have a few and get to feeling right. She'll be my queen bee, I'll be her neon. Well, I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk. Cares way behind.
feel like a king when I'm out with her highness. I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk. Like a king when I'm out with her highness. I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk. Yeah, I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Drift away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle, they scream. Grandma and Grandpa used to play. And I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway.
Something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway.
Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Thank you.
When you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing. When you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced the Farmers First Act of 2025, legislation to address the mental health epidemic in rural America and expand access to critical mental health care for the nation's agricultural communities. The legislation would increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, which Senators Baldwin and Ernst successfully included in the 2018 Farm Bill. Meanwhile, Senator Baldwin is demanding that USDA safeguard Wisconsin farmers' personal and financial information and rescind the Department of Government Efficiency's unprecedented access to USDA's payment system. Recent reports exposed that DOGE has access to the USDA database containing farmers' sensitive financial information. Baldwin says this intrusion not only breaches farmers' privacy, but also raises concerns about the future of USDA payments, our nation's food security, and the consolidation of farmland and processing operations. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced a new comprehensive plan to boost USDA's efforts to combat foodborne illness. She spoke during the opening of USDA's new Midwestern Food Safety Laboratory. The plan would better position USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, which is responsible for ensuring meat, poultry, and egg products are safe, wholesome, and properly labeled to protect the nation's food supply. The plan includes steps like enhancing microbiological testing and inspection oversight. USDA will also equip FSIS inspectors with updated training and tools, empower those inspectors to take action to drive compliance, strengthen state partnerships, and find more effective and achievable approaches to address salmonella in poultry products. Meanwhile, Dr. Ashley Peterson, Senior Vice President of Scientific and Regulatory Affairs with the poultry producers, appreciated USDA's approach to achieving improvements in food safety. She said, "We share the department's goal to further reduce foodborne illnesses and promotes public health with an emphasis on reducing regulatory burdens. NCC also applauded USDA for withdrawing earlier this year the proposed salmonella regulations that were introduced by the Biden administration. As it was proposed based on misinterpretation of the science, it would have had no meaningful impact on public health, would have led to an extraordinary amount of food waste and increased costs for consumers and producers, Peterson added. She said that we thank the secretary for her leadership and the agency's commitment to finding a more effective and achievable plan to combat salmonella in poultry products. The Office of the United States Trade Representative has initiated an investigation of Brazil under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974. The office will seek to determine whether the act's policies and practices of Brazil's government related to things like preferential tariffs, ethanol market access, and several other factors are unreasonable or discriminatory and burden or restrict U.S. commerce. Farmers National Company says that despite ongoing challenges in commodity markets and uncertain farm profitability, agricultural land values remain surprisingly stable through mid-2025. While producers remain the main buyers of agricultural land, interest from individual and institutional investors can't be ignored. As land values stabilize after reaching peaks during the past 5 years, investors are increasingly attracted by both annual returns and long-term appreciation. Inventory remains limited, with listings down 20 to 25% from the peak in 2020 and 2021. The USDA forecasts 2025 net farm income to be the lowest since 2020, said Paul Shadegg, Senior Vice President of Real Estate. This will influence purchasing power and investor returns, especially as input costs, commodity markets, and interest rates fluctuated. Geopolitical developments like trade policies, tariffs, and global unrest can also create uncertainty in domestic and international markets. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers ending, mostly cloudy skies and lower 50s in the overnight, a light north breeze. On Thursday, sunshine returning, highs in the mid-70s. A few showers Friday afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. Currently 49 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I try to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this. And
all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name is not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday, I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better. Would you think of me? You think of me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you gonna think of me.
Baby, don't turn. See you look at me. Whisper only truth tonight. Not just promises and empty fantasies. I don't need a bed of roses, cause roses will wither away. Oh, is honesty from someone with a strong heart, a gentle hand, who take me as I am. Baby, I need for you to know just exactly. Fiery passions come and go. I trade a million pretty words for one touch that is real. I don't need a bed of roses, cause roses will wither away. Oh, I've been
advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another all-night vote goes to the